The Dow is up 26 points at 43,267. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Burt Nash Center, reminding listeners that it's okay to not be okay. Information about taking the first step to address stress, anxiety, and depression is at 785-843-9192 or burtnash.org. The overture to an operetta by Franz Schubert, the story of a deposed king and a pair of young people who find love in the background of revolt in ancient Spain. The overture to Alfonso and Estrella, played by the Prague Symphonia under conductor Christian Benda on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on through the afternoon hours. I'm Jeb Watson. Happy to have joined you, and looking forward to the members of Duo Firenze. Coming up in a little bit, we'll hear a nocturne for guitar and piano from one Francesco Molino, as well as Flemish folk songs arranged for orchestra, performed by the BRT Philharmonic a little bit later on down the line. Thanks for joining us for the classics here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District, now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com. We continue with the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra, led by Alberto Zeda, and hear music written by Sergei Prokofiev when he was a young student at the St. Petersburg Conservatory in 1909. His Sinfonietta for orchestra next on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Sergei Prokofiev, written first in 1905 and revised on a few occasions into Opus 48. Prokofiev's Sinfonietta, played by the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Alberto Zeda, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:35, and before the hour is through, in about 15 minutes' time, the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels will give us a fantasy on two Flemish folk songs from composer Auguste Beck. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Arencia de Mexico, Saturday evening, October 26th. A new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically, with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org. Next on KPR is Duo Firenze, which consists of Robert Trent, a guitarist, and Pamela Swenson Trent at piano, in music by one Francesco Molino, who was an Italian guitarist, violinist, and composer from the mid-18th century. He was known to tour often throughout Spain, giving guitar concerts. Here is his Nocturne No. 2 for guitar and piano on Kansas Public Radio. Duo Firenze in the Nocturne No. 2 for guitar and piano from Francesco Molino, an Italian guitarist and composer of the mid-18th century, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:51 and a little under 10 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. Just in case you don't have any plans for this evening, I want to remind you that you can catch some wonderful live music here in Lawrence tonight at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Catholic Center, with the Wunderkinds, more talented young performers put on by the Mid-America Performing Arts Alliance, pianists Edison Chen and Matthew Liu, cellist Joshua Kovac and Ishan Rao on violin. They were in the live performance studio with Cordelia this morning, and they're performing tonight at 7 p.m. at the St. Lawrence Catholic Center with a program of music including Max Bruch, Franz Liszt, Debussy, Schumann, and much more. Find out more about the concert at MAPA, MAPAA.org. We'll leave you with the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, conductor Alexander Rabari, and from the Belgian composer Auguste Beck, a fantasy on two Flemish folk songs, next on KPR. A fantasy on two Flemish folk songs from composer Auguste Beck, played by the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, led by Alexander Rabari, this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
This spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
That does not ensure Roberson avoids execution, but it buys him time. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Known as Valenciana, or The Seventh Spanish Dance by composer Enrique Granados. Salvador Brotons conducted the City of Barcelona Symphony Orchestra. We are on Kansas Public Radio as classical music continues through the Friday afternoon. We'll work our way to the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. We'll spend most of our time with them this hour as they bring us music by Robert Schumann, who composed four symphonies in total. The symphonies were published a little bit out of order. We're going to hear the third, but the last one that he ever composed, known as Schumann's Rhenish Symphony. That's in just a bit here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Supreme Court Justice and founder of iCivics, Sandra Day O'Connor, with the Dole Leadership Prize, Thursday, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Chamber music from Bach, next as we proceed with the ensemble Musica Pacifica, bringing us Bach's Trio Sonata No. 5 in C Major, next on KPR. From Johann Sebastian Bach, Trio Sonata No. 5 in C Major, played by the ensemble Musica Pacifica, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 1:24. Thanks for joining us for classical music on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphonic Band and University Band Wednesday, November 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Leeds Center. Tickets available at leeds.ku.edu. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. It's fall, and it's almost time for KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. As part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Remagen will host a free concert at the library on Friday night, October 25th, 7 p.m. Get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. The Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra joins us now, and what we have for you is one of the symphonies by Robert Schumann, who wrote about four major symphonies in total. They weren't exactly published in the order that they were written, though. What we'll listen to is the third symphony, but it's actually the last symphony that Robert Schumann wrote around the year of 1851. A musical depiction of the great Rhine River, a beautiful sight, for both him and his wife Clara Schumann. It was originally entitled Morning on the Rhine, but is more generally known today as the Rhenish Symphony. Schumann's third, played by the Los Angeles Philharmonic, led by Carlo Maria Giulini, on Kansas Public Radio. From Robert Schumann and his third symphony, in E-flat major, the Rhenish Symphony, completed in 1851, played today by the Los Angeles Philharmonic, conducted by Carlo Maria Giulini, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 2 p.m. and about time for NPR News. More classical music awaits us in the next hour, where we'll have ballet music from Gustav Holst, the noble and sentimental waltzes of Maurice Ravel, that and much more. Still to come, classical music continues here on a Friday afternoon. It is 73 degrees on the KU campus, temperatures in the mid-70s today, sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Centered from NPR News.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Massive blackout is a new low in a country that has already been dealing with a deepening economic crisis and widespread PR news. I'm Emily Green in Mexico City.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Bournemouth Sinfonietta, conducted by George Hurst, with a minuet by Sir Edward Elgar from Beau Brummel, on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, as well as classical music, which we've got for you until 3 o'clock. Between now and then, cellist Yo-Yo Ma with the Havanaise by Camille Saint-Saëns, and the New York Philharmonic with the waltzes of both the noble and sentimental variety from Maurice Ravel, all just ahead. Thanks for being a part of classical music on a Friday afternoon. We continue on with some more English music. The Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra has something. Next for you, written by Gustav Holst. Some early music of his from 1899, after which time he had spent a few years in the Royal College of Music, and by 1899 was touring throughout Europe with the Carl Rosa Opera Company as a trombonist. It was around that time that he completed this suite of dance numbers, his Opus 10, his ballet suite in E-flat major. Adrian Leeper will lead the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Some early music for you by Gustav Holst, composed in 1899, his ballet suite in E-flat major, played today by the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Adrian Leeper, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 2:30. The New York Philharmonic Orchestra is going to join us in about 10 minutes' time for Maurice Ravel's Noble and Sentimental Waltzes. That's still to come during classical music on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Chicago Blues Super Session tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Chicago's most seasoned blues artists in a complete blues festival, all in one show. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. And Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org. A little chamber music for you next by Camille Saint-Saëns. Something that the French composer wrote in 1894 during a time when it seemed like in Parisian musical societies there always seemed to be a great demand for music in the Spanish vein or character. This was a take on the Spanish habanera. It's known as the Havanese. It was originally written as a violin piece. Today we'll hear cellist Yo-Yo Ma with pianist Catherine Stott on Kansas Public Radio. Music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, his Havanese, the French answer to the Spanish habanera. Music composed in 1894 for violin, played today on cello by Yo-Yo Ma, along with pianist Catherine Stott on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's just about 2:39 and in 20 minutes, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. We'll have that until 7 p.m. this evening. Then at 7, it's Film Music Friday. Tonight, all about the life and work of David Shire, who wrote his first film score when he was still in his early 20s. And on tonight's show, we'll hear his works from films like All the President's Men, Farewell, My Lovely, The Hindenburg, and more. Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday, and that is tonight at 7, here on Kansas Public Radio. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, specifically on Sunday at 2 p.m., you might want to check out the Gem Theater American Jazz Museum at 1615 East 18th Street in Kansas City, Missouri, for the Mid-America Freedom Band, with a Halloween-themed concert music from Modest Mussorgsky. Randall Standridge, Symphony No. 1, called A Ghost Story. There'll even be a little bit from Beetlejuice by Danny Elfman, that and much more, put on by the Mid-America Freedom Band, which is again this Sunday, the 20th at 2 p.m. at the Gem Theater American Jazz Museum in Kansas City. Find out more about the concert at freedomband.com/events. The New York Philharmonic is with us next, and music is by Maurice Ravel. Something he wrote first as piano music in 1911 and orchestrated the following year, Noble and Sentimental Waltzes, with the New York Philharmonic next on KPR. The Noble and Sentimental Waltzes of Maurice Ravel, played there by the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Giuseppe Sinopoli, on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m., and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Followed tonight by Film Music Friday, Daryl Brogdon is your host from 7 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks, as always, for joining me for classical music. We'll visit again Monday at noon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH in KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss, one weekend only, Thursday through Saturday, October 26th, suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com. And Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away your old appliances. More at stonebackappliance.com, where they've got your back. It's 3 o'clock, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.